feel like the bearer of bad news. Every time I talk to Carol Wood, there's always some kind of controversy, and now we got a casino to talk about. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
One of these days, I'm going to call and say, hey, Carol, how's it going? What's up? But instead, the mayor says that we're going to have a casino in Lansing, and I want to get your take on that.
Well, first, I'm sure you're going to be surprised with this statement. I must commend Mayor Bonaro over the fact that before the press release was done, he did do a briefing of all council members, and I was one of those.
Whoa! and that echoes back to times that you talked about how Mayor Hollister would do that, and I know you appreciate not only knowing ahead of time, but you're able to do your homework and prepare.
Well, we had council members were brought in small groups, and we had about an hour to listen to the presentation we got. We were able to ask a few questions, but at least before the announcement was out there, council members were aware of what was happening, and I do want to say I do appreciate that opportunity, and I hope that this is strategy he's going to use as we move forward.
Is this the start of a meaningful relationship between city council and the governor's office?
You mean the mayor's office?
The mayor's office, so, yes.
Yeah. I'm hoping so. We talked about both President Jeffries and the mayor, and some different interviews talked about having a new relationship and starting off a new year, and with some new members on, with a new member on council, and I'm hoping that that's exactly what it is, as a start that we're able to communicate a little bit better, that we're having the information given to us in a more timely manner. So I do appreciate, again, the time that he took, as well as the people that he had in the room to have an opportunity to listen to what was going to happen before we read it in the press. And then back to your original question about the casino. And I think there's, when you look at it, there are some good positives there. We're talking about jobs, something to bring people back to the Lansing School District, such as what they're doing in Kalamazoo, the Lansing Promise. I mean, that would be critical to growing schools instead of thinking about closing schools, as well as the fact that the people would have to live in the district, which means back in the Lansing area. So I think those things are really good. But when we, you know, go through this process, there's still questions out there. Public safety is one that's always been paramount for me. I understand that there's been some studies done about gaming and what that means to communities as far as an increase, decrease in crime in the area. We're anxious to get those, and I'm anxious to see what the $1.2 million means in public safety as far as, in my mind, the potential of hiring some additional officers. So, but this is just the starting point. We've heard, and I'm sure that you've reported on your show, the potential of some lawsuits out there that we have to wade through. This isn't as easy as just working with a developer and putting up a building. There's a lot of moving parts with this, and so that's where we are at this point. Council's not seen the development agreement. My understanding is that should be on file by Wednesday or Thursday, and then we'll start reviewing it at that time.
You wonder if there's a market for it, Carol, because you see and hear all the people who are going to Mount Pleasant, who are going to Battle Creek, all the advertising done to draw people from the Lansing market there. It would appear that there is somewhat of a market for that here in Lansing.
Well, yes, that's they look at their statistics and look at who comes in. Many times, you know, even in retail, they'll ask you for your zip code so they know how to market when they're doing those things. So, you know, there's the potential of a market here, and my understanding is we're not talking necessarily on the same scale as what's happening in some of those communities or in Detroit, but it would be a large addition added to the Lansing Center when this was, if this moves through the process and when it be completed. But as I said, you know, we do have some hurdles as this moves forward, and listening to the public is one of those things that is important for us to do as we, again, move through this process.
Carol, beyond the legal challenges, but beyond the police's role in this, as far as Lansing Police Department is concerned, beyond the crime and challenges like that, anything else that you worry about?
You know, I think those are some of the things that I need answers to. And again, we had an opportunity to ask a few of those questions. We were told that we're going to be getting information on that. There will be additional presentations. You know, anytime we're talking jobs, I think it's important to the community, whether these are long-term jobs that will be there for some time or whether we're talking about just some construction jobs. We're hearing 700 construction jobs and then another 1,500, 80% of those being permanent positions and 20% of those being temporary positions. So, and with a Lansing preference for hiring.
Tell me about Lansing's perspective on the Lansing Center. And I tie this into the casino because there is money that is given to the Lansing Center from the city, correct?
Correct. We give a subsidy to the Lansing Center each year as part of our budget. Part of that is in part because they haven't been able to make it on their own. The goal is, as they continue to get Convention Bureau conventions, shows, those types of things, that they will be able to sustain themselves. But at this particular point, they're not.
Well, it's 25 years old. Should the Lansing Center be able to pay its bills, be able to break even without subsidies?
You know, I would have hoped so, but again, as we've watched a number of things that have affected the economy, that also affects how businesses look at spending their money. We know, especially after 9/11, there was a huge decrease with businesses on doing travel. They looked at teleconferencing. They looked at a number of different ways of doing things other than 2 and 3 day conventions that they were having. The Lansing Center has stepped up and made renovations to the center that have attracted more business. They've also come up with special rates for 1 day conferences, which has helped their bottom line. And again, when you look at the market and some of the things that happened in 2008, some of the shows and the things that people would have there have also decreased. So I think it's been a challenge for the center based on what was happening around it globally, not necessarily how they were managing their money.
I always wondered why there weren't more hotels in downtown Lansing. Is it true that the Lansing Radisson and in their agreement, not only are they subsidized from the city, but there's an agreement that no other hotels can be built in downtown Lansing? I asked this because someone recently told me that they're finding it hard to break even.
Well, the part of the deal with the Radisson was a UDAC grant, and that helped actually build the Lansing Center and build the Radisson. that was the only help that the city gave to the Radisson. And it was, again, a federal grant that was received. And as other communities that received that same UDAC grant, we're the only city, Radisson is the only one that has paid back some of that grant to the city of Lansing. The deal was that any hotel could go in that wanted to, but if they needed city help with that, then it had to be of a like hotel to the Radisson. So it doesn't prohibit hotels going in the downtown area. It prohibits the amount of help that the city can do, and they pay for that. There's a payment that's made to the city every year as part of that agreement. That will be up, I believe, in, I want to say 2015 or 2016, and we'll look at it again at that time.
All right, before I let you go, last question for you. The council members last night voted 6-1 to put up the sale of the former Waverly Golf Course and the adjacent Michigan Avenue Park on the August ballot. You voted against that. How come?
Well, it's been a stand that I've had right along, selling off large parcels like that, which would mean the demise of the entire park, is not something that I support. I do believe that there's other ways that we can look at Waverly. I think a coalition working with MSU, LCC, Lansing Township, Lansing, to revitalize that park is something that we should be looking at versus just selling it off.
And Carol, you are working on a pretty big charity function. Tell me about that.
Yes, on Friday, the 27th, from 11 to 7 p.m., we have the Ruth Hallman annual birthday party. That money that's raised from that goes, every dollar of it goes to LPD for problem solving. Over the years, we've raised over $40,000. This helps police look at situations in neighborhoods, put together a way to solve that problem, and be able to pay officers overtime if need be to come in and deal with those issues. And so for us, this is very important. We're going to have great food as usual. Traverse City Pie Company is donating a large pie for the event. This will be held at the IBEW 665 at 5205 South Pennsylvania. It's just past Jolly Road. The price is $10, and it's all you can eat. So we can fix you up at lunchtime, or we can fix you up at dinner time, or both.
All right, Carol, we'll talk more about this as we get closer to that day. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.